Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon to all and warm welcome to the delegation of Honduras. I will address issues under paragraphs 8 and 9 dealing with voluntary termination of pregnancy and sexual and reproductive rights. I have to start, regrettably though, with statement that with regard to voluntary termination of pregnancy, nothing has changed since previous dialogue with respective state party, and that recommendations expressed in our previous concluding observations have not been accepted. I also have to note that no explanation has been offered to the committee for preserving absolute criminalization of abortion, especially in the light of the fact that the new criminal code in Honduras has been adopted after COPs have been issued. I will repeat the well-known fact that from the point of the view of the committee, accepted by the vast majority of state parties, the issue of voluntary termination of pregnancy comes under the scope of the covenant, and particularly under the scope of the right to life and its aspect, the duty of the state party to protect the right to life as elaborated within the General Comment number 36. I would also like to underline that previously stated does not underpin the conclusion that there is the right to abortion as such, nor the interpretation that the right to abortion is an unlimited right. Induced abortion is acceptable under certain circumstances that come under the scope of human rights for both mother and fetus. In those state parties to the covenant criminalizing abortion, pregnant girls and women tend to resort to unsafe alternative methods of pregnancy termination, which may lead to life-threatening circumstances. We have been informed that it is estimated that each year in Honduras, between 50,000 and 82,000 of girls and women have clandestine abortions. With regard to previously said, I would like to ask respective members of the delegation to explain. How does the state party address the potential danger associated with clandestine methods of abortion, which may lead to life-threatening circumstances? What specific strategies is the state party implementing to reduce maternal mortality and morbidity rising from unsafe abortions? What are the measures in place to support women or their families who were forced to carry on their challenged pregnancies to term that resulted in temporary or permanent harm to their physical or mental health or even death? Since abortion is absolutely banned, have you developed measures to assist families with many children? And finally, since girls and women are forced to become mothers, have you developed within your national legislation measures for men to act as fathers, specifically important in cases of children being born out of pregnancy resulted from rape or incest, meaning posing on fathers' obligations to care for their children, at least in financial terms? This question comes as the most important in cases of young girls still in schools being forced to become mothers with no income of their own, even in some cases deprived from their education due to pregnancy and motherhood. Also, it is specifically important for poor women and women belonging to vulnerable groups. How does the state party provide care, help and assistance to them through their motherhood, bearing in mind that a child born out of rape or incest could lead to severe psychological harm as a constant reminder to a trauma they have suffered? On the other hand, we commend the decision on the use of the emergency contraceptive pill, which can diminish number of unwanted pregnancies. What measures have you developed to allow easy access to emergency contraceptive pill to all girls and women, both in towns and rural areas, as well as to women from vulnerable groups? Speaking of reproductive rights, we note improvement in this field, especially for women in need of assisted fertilization. What are the measures of support with regard to women belonging to vulnerable groups and women of certain age for assisted fertilization? That would be my question for now. Thank you.